Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yo. I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Huge victory for the gay community this week. What? No, not the Supreme Court ruling. I meant that Rob finally posted fat twerking video on YouTube. That's like porn to the gays. Here's the show.
I'm glad the gays enjoyed my twerking video.
Who wouldn't? Come on.
Sid, did you enjoy it?
Sure, I filmed the shit.
Well, I don't think Jake enjoyed it. Jake, did you enjoy it?
I look like I'm enjoying it.
You look like you've just been shot in that video. Rob's ass is like a half inch away from Jake's
shot
face.
Through the heart and Rob's to blame?
Yes.
Jake looks like he's thinking, man, when does Summer Slaughter start? I need to get out of here. I need to get back on the road.
Well, the best part about it is he never moves. He just takes it.
He doesn't. He tilts his head.
But like a normal regular person would have ran screaming. You showed so much fortitude.
It was for the good of the video.
Well, actually, I mean, I'm stuck in between Rob and Noah, so I can't really go anywhere. If
yeah.
I want. I'd have to push the table over and jump over it.
You're stuck between your a life. Cock and an Israeli place. yeah.
Happy Pride, everyone.
It's oh, yeah.
New York City.
Did you say
pride.
Puppy Pride?
Happy
oh.
Pride.
Oh. It's a puppy pride. They're
probably pride gay too. Puppies.
Is it Bruno's Puerto Rican gay. Or gay this time?
It's gay pride this
time
week.
It's the gay.
Yeah,
okay.
Last time it was Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I actually went down to the parade. I hung
uh-oh.
Out. Went down with a few friends.
How was that?
You have friends besides us?
Fuck.
What is... Why is there music
I hear
playing?
Metal music. Okay, now it's gone.
I don't know if...
We're good.
Definitely not me.
No,
look at me.
It was my computer. I just wanted to see if we were live.
No, we are live. We're definitely live.
Are you sure this isn't a recording right now? I feel like I've heard conversations before. I don't know.
But the parade was very corporate, surprisingly corporate and surprisingly inoffensive.
Fucking sellout.
There was like a Citibank float, followed by a TD float. followed by like there were either like banks or like
banks?
You know
banks.
I'm sure there was a lot of that.
There's a lot of banks.
Welcome to my float in gay pride.
This is the anthem for gay pride.
But then like or like community centers, it'd be like TD Bank and then like gay and lesbian community center.
In
but
my
then...
country, they shoot gays in the back of the head.
The other there was also Governor Cuomo was there. He
oh,
walked
yeah.
around. And
Kathy Griffin?
Kathy Griffin was not there.
What?
J-Wawa. She was J-Wawa? J-Wawa. And Amity Wiener. Wiener was at Pride.
Amity.
You saw some Wiener at Pride?
I definitely saw. I saw one Wiener.
One Wiener. Only one.
And he's
that's
running
a record
for,
low
he's running
for
mayor.
Time.
He's running for mayor. Yeah, it was very, very tame, very corporate.
Well, that's good in a way. I feel like it's getting, you know, more mainstream to be gay, which is good for everybody, you know, equality.
If Anthony Weiner won an Academy Award, you know who he would be?
What?
Oscar Mayer Weiner. That's good stuff.
It's a reach, but
did
yeah.
Did you make that up?
Oof, yeah.
That's genius.
Thank you.
I wouldn't go that far, Noah.
No, I mean, like, shut up. That is a very intelligent young man.
Thank you.
The other thing is, like, how many, like, you know, it's a very inclusive parade, and it's seeing, like, how many different ways, you know, you could, how many different acronyms you can come
no,
up with.
I say how many different things you could stick in your butt.
No, that's not what I, come on, Sid. Let's
what?
Be, let's
we've
be appropriate.
We've all seen the websites with the x-rays.
What?
Like, stuff in people's butts that
okay.
hospitals take.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. People like putting stuff in their butt. You talk.
You don't have to be gay to
you're
like.
Talking
yeah,
about
you're
including
have...
lots
yeah.
of different, and then I filled in the blank.
Yeah. So other than LGBT, then there was one that was like the trans gay, the trans gay bi asexual lesbian alliance was one thing, and it's like okay, how many? Oh no, there was a Q in there as well for queer. Like how many? Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Just.
Is it wrong that every time I see the initials LGBT, I think BLT and it makes me hungry?
Me too.
Every time, I swear to
Maybe
God.
Maybe they should change it up to
BLT. Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah. Even gay BLT. Yeah. Being gay is better with bacon. That should be
early
your...
episode title, gay BLT.
They should just...
I'm going to write that down.
They should just invent, you know, rainbow-colored mayonnaise, and then you'd have a
that
gay BLT.
That probably exists already.
There you go.
And there was a Dominican guy selling rainbow flags on every corner. It was like, you
hey,
know,
yo, I hate gays, but I'm here to make money.
Hey,
and right. Water for $1.
Yeah, whatever. Do what you want. Just buy my flags.
That's pretty good. That's, you didn't do Thor on that.
Hey, do what you want. Just buy my flags.
You fucked it up.
Buy my flags.
I heard there was a Chick-fil-A float. Was there?
Oh. No, that was
no?
Oh,
there's two guys giving everybody the finger. Fuck all you people.
This is wrong.
There would be floats, and there would be like a stray eccentric walking behind the float, like a giant float, and then like a dominatrix guy with like just his pubes hanging out, like basically nude, but just covering up his cock. Like just one guy.
Kind of like Mina Caputo's new video.
No.
Basically, yes.
Was she there? She there? Were they
I
there?
Did not see Mina Caputo there. Lots of drag queens, naturally, lots of queens.
Any pretty ones?
Yeah, some nice. There was like the Latino Pride float was definitely the
sexy one.
I thought you said this was gay pride and not Puerto Rican pride.
Well, the Latino gay pride,
oh,
of course.
Not really
they're very
festive
proud,
people.
Man.
They're very festive.
So the gays or the Latinos?
The gay Latinos.
Very festive.
They had headdresses on. It was nice. They put on a good show. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Russian gays, and they were like doing a remote pride to like, because you know in Russia gays are really oppressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were doing like pride for Russia.
Yes.
And they were saying like, oh, Russian people, you know, we can't just have a parade in our streets.
So
like,
what the hell are they proud of? They should be
being gay.
And living in America.
And then the Israeli float. That was my favorite float because I just. Like, I really wanted to, like, go to Avenue M, grab a Hasid, bring them so they could see how the Israeli flag
They
is.
Don't just hate the Israeli gays. They hate all Israelis, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. But they were, like, you know,
that's
like.
That's fair. They hate everybody.
Yeah, they
yeah
hate
that's
everyone,
fair. That's
fair.
But they have the Israeli flag, and then they had a mashup flag where it was the gay pride flag, you know, the rainbow flag with the Star of David on it.
Oh, very nice.
That was and that I'm like, oh, Hasids would be so pissed at that. I wish I could see a Hasidim reaction to that. Or the other angle was the Israeli flag where the two blue stripes were just rainbow stripes.
Oh,
they were
nice.
Sorting.
Which I thought was more tasteful than
I heard they built a rainbow wall around the float so that no Palestinians could get in.
Yeah, yeah. No
Inspired
Palestinians
rainbow rockets
on the floats.
We do not like Palestinians. Doesn't matter that we're inclusive of all sexual orientations. No Arab.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
Fuck who you like as long as he's not Palestinian. That's
well,
all
speaking
I'm saying.
Of that, no, you probably would be the person to ask this. If you are a gay guy in Israel, but you're only into uncut penis, what do you do? You're surrounded by circumcised dicks, so what do you do?
There are a lot of other religious denominations living in Israel.
Would they fuck an Israeli guy, like a Jewish Israeli guy? They probably wouldn't.
If you're already gay and living there, you
I
don't really follow.
Sid, let's be honest. There's about 1,001 more reasons to leave Israel besides that already.
Listen, it's just another reason. Come to America. We have all the uncut cock you can handle.
Let's see. I don't want to get my toes blown off by a roadside bomb, I like uncut cock.
What if the roadside bomb blows off your foreskin?
That's
a win-win.
Problem solved. There you go.
It's a very specific roadside
bomb. That's, yeah, exactly. Well, that's, I mean, no one there has a foreskin anymore anyway. It's mandated by law, right? Yeah. When you enter the Israeli army when you're 12, they cut off your, if you still have a foreskin,
they
cut it off.
Yeah, they inspect what's in your pants.
You wear a beret made out of foreskin.
Oh,
yeah. When you rub it, it turns into a top hat. Hey, Hollywood.
We're not going any further than that.
Darren, can you, you know, I was listening to last week's episode, just wait for the punchline, but at least maybe like 45 minutes in.
Oh,
just give us a chance.
Sorry.
Well, just Super Nintendo Chalmers writes, the Iranian gay pride float had guys with vests that exploded with confetti and glitter.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's great. That's offending both the gays and Iranians. And bombers, really. Like, it's offending three different...
72 virgins. Boring.
I need someone with experience, please. I also enjoyed the lesbians with, like, the Spencer Gift t-shirts.
I don't know what that
like,
means.
Like, just, like, with the funny slogans. Like, one that I remembered...
I can't even think straight.
Oh, I like boxes or something.
No, one is, like... Good girls go to heaven, lesbians go down.
Rob, did any of those t-shirts turn you on?
Lesbians do not turn me on. No, because these were
t-shirts.
The t-shirts. Oh, yes, definitely. The typography was so good, and the kerning was perfect. Comic Sans. It was a Serif font.
I want a Comic Sans Pride Parade. When is that happening?
It's the same week as the Puerto Rican Pride Parade.
No.
They're very festive with their fonts, those people.
Damn it.
There was a very touching point in the parade, though, when the
Where did they touch you, Rob?
Show me on the doll.
No. When the cops and the firefighters walked in the parade, and it was like cops in uniform walking with their like
they were following the gays and beating them with batons.
No,
sodomizing them.
No, there were gay cops walking in
Nothing
the parade.
Nothing wrong with that.
with
and
their
then,
boys.
And then they started stripping, right?
There wasn't the hot cops.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the stripper float. It wasn't the cop float.
Yeah.
No, it was the NYPD float. No, it wasn't a float. They were just walking.
They were floating.
I wish I was Abner Louima. So jelly.
Why did I bring this up? No, but they were police officers walking with their, like, guy police officers walking with their boyfriends or female police officers walking with their girlfriends in the parade, like, during the NYPD thing. And I thought that was very touching. That was very sweet. That they were like, yeah, we're cops and we're gay and we're proud. And say something and I'll shoot you. That's what.
Oh, so you like the fact that they have guns?
No, I like that.
What?
What? That they were the cops were showing their pride.
No, it's very ammunition oriented when you tell a story.
I know.
She focuses on ammunition.
She only goes.
We've been talking about walls and rockets and guns.
Noah feels right at home in her native country.
When you talk about gay cops, I don't know which squeal like a pig joke to make. It's almost too many. Get it?
Really?
No.
Sounds like there's only one.
Because cops are pigs, but then when you fuck someone in the ass, you make them squeal like a pig.
I got it.
So it goes on two levels.
Campion 95 says, Rob wants to pull all their triggers.
Oh, hell.
That's all I got from the Pride Parade, though. Then it started raining a lot.
That is herpes.
Ted,
oh, well, that's good.
Come on, Ted. Way to set
those
back the gays.
Those sidewalks are filthy. Nothing to do with the gays.
Where's your glitter?
Come on, guys. No glitter. There were like bead necklaces that TD Bank was handing out.
Anal beads?
That's come on.
TD anal beads.
Just the corporatization of pride. There was, and I love it's like that. You know the floats were like. TD Bank supports everyone. It's like, of course.
You'll take
anybody.
Take all your money.
Yeah, why wouldn't you support? Yeah, like, no.
We don't want their money.
Yeah, like, we don't want. This is tainted money.
We don't know where it's been.
We'll screw anyone in the ass.
We don't care what you do with our free pens.
Get a free free butt plug with a $5,000 account.
No, it's not bad.
It's a big thing, not the butt plug. But it's in New York because being gay is so open and like accepted here that it's a corporate friendly now.
Yeah, but I don't know if I take a free butt plug from TD Bank.
You don't know where it's been.
I don't know what quality it is.
Yeah,
like how much
material.
Do they really spend?
Well, how are you
going to
find out without
plug?
Taking it and trying it out?
Well, I wouldn't even want to. I would never harm another butt with a TD butt plug.
Another butt.
Well, I wouldn't harm my own butt.
Double-sided butt plug.
Does it like have the logo on it or something?
It's that's the thing. It's like engraved, so the TD is popping up. So it's like it'd be very
is it ribbed?
Ripped for her pleasure,
or his,
or Rob's pleasure.
Ribbed for Rib's pleasure.
There's no TD Bank dildos going up Rob's butt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Which bank? Oh. Bank of America.
No corporate sponsored dildos at all. Yeah.
He's mom and pop bank.
Yeah, I want to support the local gay mom and pop.
Banco Popular.
One dime
Banco
or something.
Popular.
Banco Popular.
That's what they gave out at the gay Latino prize.
Yeah. Dildos and empanadas.
Oh, so remember you asked me what kind of shampoo I used, and I didn't know. I guessed that it was Suave. I went home after that, and I forgot to tell you, it was fucking Tresemme.
Yeah.
Yes! I didn't even know, and I bought the Tresemme without even looking at what I bought.
Do you think that, like, subconsciously,
maybe
your brain just kind of, like, led you towards Tresemme because of all the Tresemme talk on the
show?
You
know, I really don't. It was the cheapest one. I just buy the cheapest one.
I have Tresemme, too, at the moment.
Wow.
I buy it on Fresh Direct, and it was the most shampoo for the least money. It was like a fucking
giant
gallon jug of that shit. And it's not like I have much hair, so what do I care about quality? So
I'm glad you guys have hopped on the Tresemme bandwagon.
It is good.
It's a great brand.
I can't say it's not good.
It's a great consumer, like, because when I go to my stylist.
Oh, Jesus.
And I tell her.
Today?
I tell her. It's
you really
have
a stylist?
Well, it's my barber, but whatever. When you pay $50 for a haircut, it's just a stylist.
If
really?
If it's a female barber, would that be a Barbara?
Sure.
I like that one.
Sid, you're on fire with terrible jokes today.
It's terrible joke pride day here at the live
show. This podcast is brought to you by Tresemme.
But when I tell her I use Tresemme, she like shudders like, oh, God. And then they have conditioner and shampoo there that's like $30 for like a 10-ounce bottle.
By the way, we forgot to do the Tresemme live read at the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
We did the organic insert the Tresemme into the conversation thing, but we didn't do the live.
This week's livecast is brought to you by Tresemme. Get more volume while headbanging in the pit with Tresemme.
And by TD Bank butt plugs.
And by Goya.
Goya. Si es Goya, tiene que ser buena. Goya, it's got to be good.
Thank you, American. Baron.
I want to know from people in the chat if this is a thing outside of New York, but Goya is the only brand in any supermarket that gets its own dedicated aisle. It's like everything Goya. Like,
or shelf. I mean, I don't know about a whole aisle.
At the Key Food that I shop at, it's like, okay, half an aisle, a quarter of an aisle because it's one side of the aisle. But it's a lot.
But you also live in a place where it's like half hipster and half Latino.
But I feel that's I lived in South Brooklyn. It was like that too. Goya is very popular.
Goya is in all the even in the white areas in the supermarkets. They have an aisle for Goya. They have an international aisle, and Goya is like 75% of it.
Well, like then Maryland too. I could confirm that.
Oh, okay, yeah, lots of Goya in Maryland.
For sure,
Maryland. Sure. Okay, good to know. Not in Washington State. So Super Nintendo Charmers though. No Goya on the West Coast.
I'm sure.
Super Nintendo
California.
Charmers is in Washington State.
Does that change how you feel about him?
I guess I'm surprised. So,
where did you think? Deep South?
For some reason I thought he was like from Florida.
Rocking overalls and broken flip-flops? Hanging out on the porch?
No, I know he likes to wear leather jackets.
Oh. In Florida, it's hot. That wouldn't make any sense.
Mm.
Washington State, I can understand.
By the way, I never realized that. I didn't give away the phone number. 646-929-1357.
You did realize it. You
realized
it.
I didn't realize it until just now.
Oh, okay. That's not
is that
bad.
Better?
Sid needs everything elongated.
20 minutes. It's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's okay. We had that 20-minute Gay Pride riff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was fabulous.
It's still going.
It was
it
long.
It could be longer, yeah.
Darren, you said you want to talk about a dream?
Actually, I didn't. I didn't think it was that funny. I was going
to
tell you off
the air. So we're forcing you to talk about
it. Goaded me into it. No, I had a dream that Rob and I and Sid went somewhere. And
oh, what
Rob,
about me?
You weren't there for some reason. I don't know why. It was no offense.
Where did we go?
I don't even remember where we were. It was just
was
some generic place.
Was it a live
place,
thing, or were you guys just hanging out?
No, we were preparing to do a show, but it wasn't here. It was like somewhere else. But it was normally like it was normal that we were doing it. It wasn't in question.
Okay.
And Sid and Rob started talking in Spanish. And they were perfectly fluent. And I was getting so jealous. I was like, man, first of all, why are you talking? And my Spanish is so horrible that I didn't understand what they were saying. Because I've lost my chops, you know. So I'm listening to them talk. And I'm like, first of all, why are you talking like that in front of me? Like, and I can't understand what you're saying anymore because I suck so bad. I started getting so angry. And that was it. Then I woke up.
Did you wake up angry? Like
I think, yeah.
Bitter?
Actually, yeah. I think it means that I, you know, I'm insecure about my lack of Spanish skills.
I think you speak Spanish wonderfully.
I think I speak it well.
You know, like if you're white and don't speak Spanish, you wouldn't know. But if you speak Spanish, I sound like shit.
I feel like you speak Spanish just as well as I speak Russian.
Yeah. I don't know how well you speak Russian.
Exactly.
You may.
Yeah,
not...
like you. But you see, if a Russian person talked to you, you're probably not as.
Yeah.
Would sound like a foreigner.
Oh, they would be like, "What do you say?" Yeah.
But
right.
When you sound perfectly fluent
to
me.
Yeah. No.
I don't know, especially
because I don't really speak Russian that often anymore. Even when I talk to my mom, I'm usually speaking in English. So it's like,
but I don't hear you stumble or anything like that.
Yeah, it's,
I don't stumble when I speak Spanish. It's just like my accent. Like I sometimes have to think it in English and then translate it.
But how often do you even need to speak Spanish?
I don't really, but I like to have that ability though.
When I first met you, I thought that you were of Latino descent. And
well, I am half.
Yeah, well, it was like very apparent in the way that you spoke English, even.
Really.
So,
that's weird.
I don't think I
always thought I sounded
like
sometimes you can have a bit of a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, I think I sound Tony Danza-ish when I mean I've chopped that
no
down.
Word.
But when I met you, like 15 years ago, it was more like I feel like I sounded like a Guido. But I've worked on
no,
it. Like
no. I thought that you were Spanish at first.
Okay.
And also because you had like that really thin beard.
Oh, I did the line thing then?
Yeah. And the goatee.
Actually, it doesn't look good on me anymore. I'm too fat now. Like I had a thin face then.
And you used to wear camo pants. I remember I used to see you in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we lived a block away from each other.
Yeah, but this is before I knew Darren. And I remember like I would see him with camouflage pants. Mm-hmm. And I really like camo pants.
Clutched your purse closer to yourself?
Huh?
Yeah.
Clutched your purse closer to yourself?
You're going
to
steal my
no!
headcap. Oh, no, this Latino is going to rob me.
Well... our old neighborhood, whatever, was filled with like Hasidic and Orthodox Jews. So Darren was the only person that I would keep seeing in the neighborhood, and I would be like, "Wow, he's not a Hasidic Jew."
Do you ever
Jew.
Think about boning him?
No.
Maybe he's the one guy in this neighborhood.
I was just curious about it. I was like, "Who is that guy?" And then like
then we met
years
randomly.
Later, he came back into my
Did
life.
Did he live up
we,
to it?
We met
you?
The first time we
of
met.
He lived up to like even beyond my expectations.
Oh, nice.
The first time we met. We were at Rob's stand-up comedy.
Yes,
oh
my comedy
God,
club.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't. I
we
will
both
always
knew
remember
Rob.
That night. Yeah, I think you were wearing like a white turtleneck.
Was I?
I remember
my
correctly.
Stand-up comedy brought people together.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Sure, you forged a 15-year friendship.
what?
Do I ride in the back of a truck to get to the live cast? No, I'm not Mexican.
No, he sits in the passenger seat of my car. Yeah. Rob sat in the back seat.
I did sit in the back seat.
It's true,
because I'm the closest.
Sid drove me from Yidland to Yidland.
Yidland.
one end
Yidland
of one.
Fair to Yidland.
From South Yidland to North Yidland.
Yeah.
646-929-1357 is our phone number.
You know, and then Campion says, you do a bit from your routine, and then Super Nintendo Chalmers quotes a line from your routine.
Yeah. Well, I forget if it was like two or three times, but one time I did it totally in a Russian accent. Mm-hmm. And it was as a character, as like a Russian immigrant who's like doing his first stand-up bit ever.
I read
Sacha
yeah.
Baron
Russian.
Cohen was in the audience for that, and that's where he came up with Borat.
Yeah. And I remember as the Russian, I remember 20 or 30 of my friends showed up. And I was like, whoa, I don't have that many friends. Well, five of my friends showed up. And then they each brought like a person or two. So it ended up being like 20 or 30 people. And so like all these comedians who were just hanging out at the comedy club were like, oh, hey, we'll do a bit. We'll do something for an audience. And then I came up and I insulted the comedians that were on before me.
Oh,
and they were like... Then everyone had it out for me after that. Then they were
how did you insult them? What did you do?
Well, one of them looked like Terry Funk. Uh-huh. And I was like, I want to thank Terry Funk for going on before me. He was very good. Who knew he was still alive? And I forgot the other guy.
Did you get paid for your appearance?
No, it was an open mic night. So
no,
like,
but you were part of the act. You weren't in the open mic, were you?
No, I was in the open mic. I didn't like.
They had an open mic after your set, and then they had regular comedians. And then
yeah,
open mic
well, I think the regular comedians just went on because there were so many people in the crowd that they were like, we'll go do.
I thought the open mic was after everyone was.
No,
done.
I never got paid. I never got paid for the comedy stuff. But I should try to work on a new act.
Do you think you could
for
do
the
it?
New millennium? It's really hard to come up with jokes. I feel, and I feel like the only way to really do it. Shut up, Sid. Is to like really just go and like do open mics for a few weeks and like come up with a solid act. Sid, where's your routine?
I don't. The live cast is my routine.
You should do it on a stage.
No, yeah.
I'm that I can only perform in front of people I know. When we all have headphones and are not all looking at one person at the same time. I'd be an okay writer. I don't think I could.
So you will all write stuff together, and Rob and I will both perform.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm fine with that.
And I'll be your audience.
You'll be a comedy duo, or you'll each perform separately?
I don't know. Either way.
You'll be the new Smothers Brothers.
I can go both ways. Look at this. Instead of the hook pulling Rob off stage, Randy Bly just pulled.
Yes!
El Zuterino. Let me give credit.
Terrible. That's terrible.
You Showtime at the Apollo instead of the Sandman. It's the Rand Man. He just shoves you off the stage.
Someone wants to pay to see you do stand up in the chat. So I would pay to see Sid.
Yeah, but you can't pay for something that doesn't exist.
It would just be bad pun jokes. That's what it would.
No. I think Sid has a brilliant mind, and then you would have no stage presence.
No, it would be either bad pun jokes or like.
I would just fuck with the audience. I wouldn't even do jokes.
You should do like an Andy Kaufman type thing.
Yeah, I was going to say like just like a bit where.
Or just do
like,
social commentary.
The thing that you wanted me to do where like I'm talking on the cell phone the whole time.
Yeah,
that would
that
be your
great.
Concept
humor.
Yeah. Concept humor.
Yeah, because I'm too lazy to write jokes. Yeah.
No, but that's great. That is
a
joke.
I just come up with one thing that takes 15 minutes and there's my whole set. I don't have to memorize anything.
Yeah, that is rather lazy.
That's exactly why I came up with that. And you just say it's like art, you know.
Yeah.
It could be any piece of shit on a canvas, but if somebody says, "Well, that's mind blowing," then there you go.
That's art.
So you just convince people that your performance art is somehow special, and it's not lazy anymore. It's special.
That's the trick.
But it's still really just lazy. That's all.
Okay.
You are so smart.
Thank you. SMRT.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Rob.
El Duderino writes, Sid and Rob would have a love child to form history's worst comic. Me and Sid would never make love. We would only
make
hate.
I'm love inside of those.
I'm trying to remember any bits from like, the only thing I remember is I told the story of my grandmother when she got like a package, because for some reason like a Victory Records package came to my grandmother's house. I don't know why.
Then?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Why was she?
I don't even know. Or some sort of like music thing came to my. I don't know how it came to
Columbia house.
Yeah.
I don't know how it came to my grandmother's house, but this was like not too long after 9/11. So it was like on her doorstep, and she looked at it and she thought it was a bomb because she didn't know what it was. So
did she never get any like packages?
No, that's the thing. She wasn't expecting a package. She was like, "Oh, it has to be a bomb." That's what they that's what they're talking about
the
on the news.
Then.
Yeah, anthrax. Yeah, they were, the next target after the World Trade Center was an elderly Russian
immigrant is who they're targeting. So to make sure it wasn't a bomb, she threw it down the hallway.
That's good to do when you get a bomb in a box. That's what the police do. They throw it down the hallway.
And then when it didn't explode...
Everybody back. We got a possible bomb. What do we do, Captain? Throw it down the hallway. Hard. Throw it hard. As hard as you can, like bowling.
Roll it down the stairs.
We're going to take it...
Smash it with a hammer.
Take it to the local park. Put it in the middle and jump on it.
Take it down the slide.
And then once it didn't explode, she was like, "Oh, okay, it's probably just a package for my grandson."
Well,
she solved the problem, didn't she?
And it was like some Silverstein CDs or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
That was right after
throw that down the hall.
That was right after 9/11 when we saw you. That was like November 2001.
As if 9/11 wasn't bad enough.
Oh, I'm trying to remember if there were any 9/11 jokes.
Oh God,
no.
Not from you, but just all the comics together.
No, I think. If there were, it was like racist Arab jokes, probably.
Yeah. There was this one when the open mic started at the end with like the random people. Like, first of all, not one of them was funny at all. And they had this one, like a Russian girl, like a bimbo.
Yeah.
She had a miniskirt on or something with like tight jeans. I don't remember. But it was like She had no act. She just went up and, like, everyone just started hooting and hollering, and she just yelled at them. She
like,
yelled
fuck
at all the
you.
Guys. Fuck you. What are you
I'm
hollering
not,
at?
Yeah, I'm not a piece of me.
Not up here for you to look at. Yeah, that's her act.
That I wrote that for her.
Yeah, that would be his like, act. That's exactly.
That was pretty good.
And then she dropped her pants. Like, yeah, look at my pussy. And that's why you want.
Oh.
No,
really?
She didn't
no.
do that.
I didn't write that part.
She was like, why did you invite me?
Yeah. God damn it. A reason to go to Rob's stand-up gig. You should tour with that girl. You'd sell out every venue.
Probably, yeah.
Rob and Pussy Girl.
El Duderino says the package delivered to your grandmother cost $1,000 and was from Tim Lambesis.
No, this was too long ago. This was before Tim Lambesis was even married.
Before he stopped trying to murder people. Started trying.
He did used to date your grandma, though. So
oh, yeah, that never comes up. But,
that's
yeah, Tim Lambesis
no,
dated
to train
my
grandma. Her at the gym. To do Pilates together.
Grandma was jacked, son.
Grandma could pee people up, that's for sure. She took no shit. She was a tough broad.
Yeah, she would throw boxes down the hallway. She had some strength there.
My grandmother never laid a finger on me. She only hurt me emotionally.
Yeah.
How? How did she hurt you emotionally?
Just she was just, you know, a super judgmental grandmother. Like, you know, nothing.
You're wearing
nothing
girls'
specific,
pants?
Yeah.
But, like, physical comments about
or
you?
Like, or, like, you need to get a haircut. You know, stuff like that. Or just,
but
just
you
judgmental. No, I think my hair's great.
Is she still with us? Or?
No, she passed away a few years ago.
I think, I think actually, now that you said that, I remember that.
Yeah.
So, but she was up, now that you were an adult, though, was she, when before she died, was she still being a cunt to you?
Oh, like, yeah, like, she would comment on, like, my beard or my sideburns or whatever.
What did she think about your job?
Oh, she was like,
he does not have a job, Noah. Yeah. Don't start.
But also, I think my mom exaggerated her. Like she said, she didn't say like I
you're
work for
a business
my,
owner.
Yeah,
Robert runs the internet. He's,
I own the internet.
He is the boss of internet.
He is the internet.
He invented internet. I'm very proud of him.
Can you believe internet was born in my basement?
Yes, no, we can't call Grandma Rava, by the way.
Sorry.
People.
We can try to channel her.
She doesn't really.
Can we do a live remote from the cemetery next week?
No, get that echo sound effect. We can do Grandma Rava.
Okay.
Robert. Testing. What is my equa?
Robert.
Testing. Adin, dva. Never mind. The beat is over.
Sorry, Rabba, Grandma.
See if she really is dead.
Say, maybe I'm alive. Oh, Alua. Alua. Robert. What is this?
What?
This is equa.
Grandma's in a baseball stadium, it seems.
Turn this off. I'm getting very annoyed.
Okay.
I'm here in this baseball stadium in heaven. Yes, Robert, this is exactly what heaven is. Sporting events. Now batting number one, Mukia Wilson.
Oh, why do I have a little reverb?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's coming through my microphone.
You're slowly dying.
But yes, Robert shaved that beard. I opened up a window in space-time so I could just, from my dimension, tell you, your beard is gross. Shave it.
Your beard is weird.
Your stash is trash.
did she just say shave your beard and sideburns, or was she like specific about it? Like, you look like a blank.
Oh, no, I don't, nothing of that. I can't remember. I can't remember any like specific judgment that my grandma laid upon me, though. But
one time I went to visit my grandparents in Israel, and I think I was like 15, and my grandmother was like calling everyone because she suspected that I was an anorexic.
Really?
Because I wasn't eating enough. But I mean, but like I was eating just fine.
Grandmas want everybody to eat.
No, you're so skinny.
Yeah, yeah, see, that was the thing. My grandma could give a shit. My grandma didn't want me eating her food.
Why? Well,
you also were never accused of being anorexic in your life.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Rob was pretty thin, though.
Well, compared to Rob now.
He was a tall, thin guy when he was 18.
It's weird because I always considered myself a little overweight. I never considered myself thin. But
you were just a really tall guy.
Yeah.
You had big calves.
Calves?
Calves.
Robert, your calves are terrible. Please.
Shave
your calves.
Yeah.
It's Russian for sideburn.
These legs have to hold up all of this. You know,
yes.
Legs.
No,
well, it's a bit of a workout.
Strong, beefy calf.
No, are you saying you're attracted to my calves?
I just noticed them. That's all.
You complimented my calves before, too.
Do you have a calf fetish?
No.
You have a calf fetish?
Jake, let's see your calves.
They're non-existent. I have chicken legs.
They're not bad, Darren.
He skips leg day. What?
See the calves.
Darren's got some
are
meaty
all,
calves.
Are you all checking your calves?
We got some good comments in the chat here.
Let's hear them.
I can't believe I die before my grandson has girlfriend.
My grandma would say like she wants to live long enough to like get like a great grandson or grand. Yeah.
Trust me, it won't be that great.
Roba, your beard look like old Hungarian pussy. I don't even know what a Hungarian
is. I don't know.
Google that shit now.
Robert, you don't listen to the Slayer loud enough. Your grandma was a Slayer fan?
She has some redeeming qualities. There you go.
She's the one that reported the Tom Araya scream to Jeffrey Hanneman's lawyer. Fucking terrible woman.
She's
she
very against copyright infringement.
So litigious.
Ethical.
Whatever came of that, by the way.
Nothing. There was just that one email.
Yeah.
There was that one email, and it was like right before Christmas or whatever, so the guy probably forgot about it.
You're saying that was karma, that he died because of that?
Do you think that Jeff Hanneman was just like at home and like bored, and he's like, huh, this exists?
No. I think what it is I'm pretty sure I emailed Slayer's publicist to tell him that I had posted the website, so I think she emailed it to Slayer's. No, hold on. She emailed it to Slayer's management, and they emailed it to like, that it wasn't even a lawyer. It was like the guy from their publishing company who was like, hey, you know.
It was an intern. Maybe it was an intern. His internship was over.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, you know, but then you had those exchanges and he started getting angry.
No, there was no exchanges. That's the thing. I never responded to it. If you respond, then there could, be like.
It's like being served with a subpoena.
Then again, by talking about it on the air.
Okay, they don't listen.
Yeah, they don't listen.
They just download.
Unless Schenkeltown emails them now. And like, hey, they're talking about that.
What a dick.
Dick.
I always thought he reminded me of your grandma.
Schenkeltown? Oh, that. That sound means.
Your grandma's at the door.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Were you there when she threw the thing down the hall?
No. This
so
is
she
a,
just told you about it.
She told me. She's like, "Oh, you have a package here." Yeah, I thought it was a bomb, so I threw it.
You sure she just didn't see the Victory Records logo on it and she knew that it sucked already?
Yeah. Fucking Tony Victory, piece of shit.
Yeah. He screwed her out of some money in a record contract.
Yeah.
Those aren't mosh shorts.
Yeah, my grandma's owned some licensing by Tony Victory as well. She did some gang vocals on a Murphy's Law CD one time.
Her 360 deal sucked.
Good.
Can we get
a
picture of Grandma Raba on the website for the listeners at some point?
I don't know. I don't.
Is it like an old Facebook page or something?
My grandma was never social network friendly. No, I don't even have like a photo of her.
Aww.
Like there are some at my parents' house. I'd have to, go visit them.
Next time you go visit.
Yeah. That'll happen.
If you remember.
Did you ever go there for Father's Day?
Where?
Did you ever call your dad for Father's Day?
Yeah. I didn't go.
Oh, so you should go as, a retroactive Father's Day visit and get some grandma photos for us.
Yeah, okay. I could do that.
Nice. Call right now to make plans. On air.
No.
Come on.
Dad, if you're listening, 646-929-1357, give us a call. Let's hear you.
I like to at least have one Robba chant per episode.
Here's another one. Robert, how dare you send Emure to this house?
That's why she threw it down. She's like, Emure.
Come on. Even she knows. We got to get Papa Robba on this
show. No.
He could sit in 1 week.
No. I'm trying to think of other things. When my grandmother would be assigned to watching us at the park, me and my younger sister.
Get lost. I'm trying to get to Tien.
No. She, basically, like, she didn't say that, but, like, she would just hang out with her Yenta friend. Like, 2 or 3 hours would go by, and I would just
yell, God.
Robert! That is your sister!
Ay, vey.
Like, I'm not supposed to be watching her. You are.
She's not being a Yenta.
That girl always ran with a fast crowd.
She was like 3 when this happened.
Yeah.
Was she?
I don't know. Like 5, maybe.
Yeah, 5. Yeah, she's already in school. Old enough. I'm not saying anything specific. I just said she ran with a fast crowd. That can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, she was into running. Yeah.
Fucking third graders are running trains on her necessarily.
Oh!
What are you saying?
Not that. Probably. I wasn't there. I can't say for sure, but that's not specifically what I was implying.
What park did your grandma take you to?
The park on Brighton Beach, on Brighton 2nd. Campion asked if there are any stories about Grandpa Raba. I love my grandpa. My grandpa died when I was really young. He died when I was 5, so I don't really have that many memories. But I
he
do
didn't
remember,
have a chance to insult you.
No, he was very loving. He would like take me to the bodega and like buy me a giant bag of junk food, like whatever I wanted, and buy me like a WWF magazine.
So he's an enabler.
And
he was willing to spend $4 on his grandchild.
Yeah.
Loving.
Well,
hey, back in the day, that was a lot of money.
Honestly, that was more than my grandma ever spent on me. And
why do you think she resented you so much?
To back it up, here's how big of a bitch my grandmother was, right?
Oh.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to lay this down on you. If my grandpa was watching me, and then like I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm hungry, and my grandpa would buy me a pizza. And then, like, you know, we'd go back to my grandparents' house, and then my parents would pick me up because they were working. Mm-hmm. And then we would be leaving, and I would be like, oh, thanks for the pizza, Grandpa. And then my grandma heard this, and she made my mom pay for the pizza that my grandfather bought for me. Mm. Wonderful woman.
I teach you a lesson never to thank anyone for anything.
Yeah.
Really, it's a problem.
In front of my grandma, at least.
That's why Rob's so frugal now. Learned it from her.
Yeah, definitely.
Learned the hard way.
It's a constant struggle with my Jew cheapness to, like, suppress it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm tipping, I'm kind of like, oh, do I leave 10 or do I leave 9? Well, I'm like, it's a dollar. Just leave 10. Who cares?
It's a tough economy.
You can buy, like, 4 bags of small potato chips with that dollar, though.
I can go for some small bags of potato chips right about now. You're right. I shouldn't have left that tip. Thanks, Nell.
Call your grandpa. Have him bring us all some chips.
No, then we'll have to pay back my grandpa.
No.
It'll be
we weird. Won't tell.
He's dead.
Is upset that he's dead, but not because he's...
Just because it prevents free chips.
Right. He doesn't care about human life.
He would have brought us a giant bag of chips because he's a wonderful... He was a wonderful man.
What kind of chips would they be?
I was always a big fan of Wise.
Us. When we were kids, it was called Bonton.
Yeah. Oh, the Bonton. You're right. The Bonton was my favorite brand.
The spicy barbecue corn chips.
Oh. Utz took over Bonton. It's the same chips.
When, a few weeks ago, when me and the wife and some friends went to Pittsburgh, we stopped at like some little like country shop.
They had
like,
Bonton. Don't
there
tell
was
me.
Bonton.
Stop.
How
they
old
had barbecue
was that
corn
bag?
Chips, not the spicy barbecue, but it was barbecue, and it was Bonton. So
it must have been a 25-year-old bag.
No,
yeah,
it,
was
it looked like
date.
A fresh new bag. I didn't look
That's
at the expiration,
crazy.
But it would. Oh, so I guess some regions still have the Bonton.
Yeah, there. I don't. I'm over Utz. I'm done.
I like the spicy potato chips.
How was the Utz float at the Gay Pride Parade?
Surprisingly, no Utz float. They clearly do not support the gays.
Lame. I guess now when we see that sign, it's Utz versus them. We know who the them is.
Yeah,
it's Utz versus butts. They don't like any butt sex.
Those jerks.
That Utz. Exactly.
Good one.
Gay! No, we don't like that at Utz. No gay.
Stuff corn chips in your mouth. That's less room for other things.
Only
that's
temporarily.
The plan. That's the nefarious plan.
They're counting on gays being very fastidious, and they don't want to get the corn chip dust on their penis.
Oh.
So they don't have...
Maybe that makes it even tastier.
Maybe.
But then you might be tempted to bite the dick.
But wouldn't that also stop, you know, hetero oral sex, too, the same way?
I would think so.
Maybe they don't
but
like any
also
side of me.
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Utz is just asexual.
You know what? We should call up Utz and get them to sponsor the show, and in exchange we'll stop talking shit about them. We'll stop saying they're anti-gay.
We should call up Utz like, why are you not gay friendly?
Yeah. Call them right now.
Let's see if I'm on their website.
Papa Utz. Papa Utz.
Contact us.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Somehow I don't think their customer service line is going to be open on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, because it's Pride?
You could leave a message.
Yeah, let's see.
Maybe.
I found the number.
Rob, read that. Are you doing something? Noah, read that comment about the T-shirt.
For the record, says more Fred Durst, I bought the Black Metal
Brief
History
T-shirt. Automated attendant for Utz quality, quality food.
And some old dudes that I was helping for having.
Please.
A dead Lincoln on my shirt. Thanks, Metal Injection.
Oh, nice.
You had an interaction with a human being.
Yeah.
For messages, press 2.
Two.
To dial a mailbox to leave a message, press 3.
What are we doing?
To dial a potato chip facility, press 4. To dial the Sterling Warehouse facility, press 5. If you are calling Rotary phone or do not know your party's extension, please stay on the line and an operator will assist you.
Oh, here we go.
Of course.
Darren, you take over.
Shlomo stuff.
Why are we doing this?
Someone actually going to answer it.
Yeah, there might not be anyone there.
Very upset. It's Gay Pride Day. You're anti-gay. I heard it on the podcast.
Darren, that's just very stereotypical.
Stop.
That's
one portrayal of a gay man. Not all inclusive.
Now that's not a stereotypical gay portrayal right there. That's a good voice.
Thank you. That'll be my gay voice. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, it's not out. It's not
they don't
out.
Even have a message.
They don't have a message. They can't afford it.
They don't care. Clearly.
They're upsetting.
Also, thank you, more Fred Durst, for supporting Metal Injection and buying a T-shirt. Be nice if everyone who listens buys a shirt. MetalInjection.net/merch. That's the website.
Or by live read.
Merge. You should make Merge redirect there, too.
I should do that. Let's see. Let's take a music break.
Sure.
This was a good 50 minutes of riffage. Going to start it out with the new Carcass song that leaked earlier today. Mm. That way, if it gets taken down, well, we have it on here.
Okay.
Why not?
Good for you.
This one is off of their upcoming album, which title I forgot already.
Just call Utz and find out.
Starts with an S. Surgical Steel, that's what it was. I didn't even have to look it up, I just remembered it. So it's coming out this fall. Here's Carcass with Captive Bolt Pistol, new music on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that.
Out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening.
Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
kayfabe, here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
Welcome to hour number two.
About time we got that song into the rotation.
That's great. Chuck Blandington, a big fan of I Disappear. You know, Metallica played I Disappear at Orion Fest.
Why?
I have no idea.
They played that, and they played fucking Carpe Diem Baby.
Yeah.
Which no one, you know, and he led into it with like, you know, hey, we haven't played this in a long time, yeah. And it's like, everyone just like, oh, it's going to be some song I really want to hear. And then it's just that, like, that no one ever wanted to hear.
Yeah, let's hear how they did I Disappear.
I know it is.
He disappeared.
Hey. This song nobody likes. Yeah.
It's not. It's on a soundtrack.
It's off the Mission Impossible 3 soundtrack.
Oh.
Remember it was that one video where they're on, like, mountains?
No, I don't follow this band.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Like Dr. Seuss lyrics.
Here I go now.
Okay, that sounds familiar, what you just did.
Yeah.
The hey.
No, you definitely, it's like, yeah. It was such a commercial song that you had to have heard it, you know?
Do you bury me when I'm gone?
Oh, here we go. This riff. This is like a Reload recycled riff. Like a riff that didn't even make it onto Reload.
Trash it.
Hey, hey.
Wait, let's hear if everyone sings along. Yes, everyone loves it. It's Metallica fan base, of course.
Where do you even hear that? That was me singing along.
No, I hear the crowd.
I was singing along to Mock It, by the way. Find, not because I enjoyed it.
Keep on Sunday, yeah.
I remember I did a song at like a karaoke, and what? I was very impressed with how I basically knew all the words.
You're
but
pretty
then
good
again,
at karaoke.
There were
eight
only
words.
No words in it.
What's that? Why is the audio so bad?
It's just cell phone audio. I thought
also
really
it's
like
Metallica.
Boy, she put that one on a tee for you, boy.
Yeah.
Did you call him boy?
Yeah.
That's right.
He's my boy.
Yeah.
Is it bro, not boy?
I don't like bro.
I don't say bro.
Yeah.
You'd we're rather we call you boy?
Here's Carpe Diem Baby.
Metallica before.
Well, here's a little intro.
How many people, it's your first time?
All
same,
of them.
Yeah.
You're all 12 years old same with people. Your fathers there.
Yeah.
Oh, he even called it out. Same people.
Not including DeHaan.
What is DeHaan like?
This one live, all right?
It's the last name of the actor in the movie that they're in.
Oh. Okay.
Diem, baby!
And there's a cheer. Maybe they think it's a new song that they're debuting there.
You're right.
Because no one knows that fucking song in the first place.
Well, those people have been out in the sun for a long time. Maybe it's just, they're just having like a heat stroke or something. And they're just yelling for a doctor.
Oh, wow. I just got an email. Entire album streaming by Ukrainian industrial death metalers. Ungraced. Noah, I remember you tweeted about this a few weeks ago, and let's bring this into the
Wait,
show.
What?
Metallers, worst word ever. Not
I
a word.
I don't like that word.
That's why are you pluralizing? Metaller is not even a word.
Yeah.
Like
but
nobody
like,
uses it.
Heavy metaller. What the?
Yeah. Well, no. It's because like when you describe a band, like when you're writing a press release or
so
a blog report about
they
them,
they play heavy metal.
No. But you go like, oh, and instead of keeping. Instead of constantly saying the band name, you'll be like, you know, Ungraced is playing. And then you go, the Ukrainian industrial metal
band
is it? Right. So they want to not say that's the. So
okay, group?
It's all about
metal is the worst.
Economizing words
in
general. But that's a bad way to do it.
But
yeah,
when you're
so
writing
bad.
A press release or some type of like published work, And you know, like if you wanted to have some dignity, you use actual words, not
no,
like
no. If you're
ones.
Right, if your job is to write press releases, the dignity went out the window a long time ago. That's not an issue.
Yeah, they're writing about a Ukrainian death metal band in the first place. That's the first mistake. So I'm curious to...
This person probably didn't have a thesaurus in their barn in the Ukraine where they wrote this.
Wait, we have... I have it queued up here.
No.
What? You're already laughing. Are you ready?
I'm impressed with your quickness.
This
Go
is a Ukrainian meddler's...
I'm great.
Here it is. Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, you can't even hear their Russian accent.
Very
know.
Industrial.
No,
let's seriously hear it. Let's.
I'll got your dick out, nigga. I got your dick out.
Oh, it's a full out of course.
Much better than that other band's video we watched a couple of weeks ago.
How's the production on this, Jake? What production? Oh, I guess you're listening through iPod headphones, so it's not really...
Yeah, it's not a good measure.
He's listening to his iPod. He's not listening to this shitty fucking...
He's got that plug-in.
Oh, sorry, what were you saying? I was listening to Excel.
Just say it's good.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Actually, just say it's bad. Protect your reputation. You'll probably be right.
Rob, if they sent your grandma a package of their CDs,
you know,
she or wouldn't she?
Rob, there was a box full of metalers on my doorstep.
But it would be from the Ukraine, so she probably would think it was like a distant relative or something.
Yeah, my grandmother is from the Ukraine.
I thought it was Provisorka in a box. I had to eat it. I ate the metalers by accident. What do you care anyway? You have an ugly beard. Go there. Go find your sister.
Pull those third graders off of her.
Come on, Sid!
No, I'm mean right now.
Go break up it's your great bang gang bang, please.
The bang gang bang?
The bang beard. I'm Russian. Don't make fun of my accent. Robert, you're such a terrible grandson.
It's Robert.
She's gonna charge your parents punitive damages for the stress you've caused.
From beyond the grave. Yeah. Robert sends boxes of metalers to my house. It's wrong. Who the hell says metalers in a prison release? That's no good.
At the end of her life, my grandmother was at like an old folks' home.
Oh, I just remembered.
Oh no!
And
you went and tortured her back.
No, I went to visit her because I figured this is probably going to be the last time I ever see her.
That is.
Uh-huh. And
you fart in the room and then leave.
As if her life wasn't miserable enough.
It was good because like I kind of made peace with like all of my hatred towards her, and I was like, whatever.
And then she brought it all back.
No. I was like, she's harmless now. Okay. But what was funny is like, you know, when someone from that worked there would come in, it was like a. Like a Latino woman, like an old, like a middle-aged woman, and my grandmother would just speak in Russian to the woman.
Oh,
and we're like, she doesn't speak Russian, and she's like, she understands, she understands. And then she did something, and my grandmother slapped her ass and said thank you, and
what?
She was like so startled, and we were like, you can't do that. She's like, oh, I was just saying thank you.
Wow. Was she like senile or what?
Yeah, she was like off her.
Chicks.
No, I don't think so.
Like that last.
I mean, you know
movie?
What? I don't even know.
Possible.
You didn't see a grandma at the gay pride.
No, it was just she was being like. She treated the woman like a servant, basically, is what she was doing.
It's better than how my grandma acted when she was in the hospital for the last time. She told us that all the black orderlies were stealing her shit. Like, you don't have anything to steal.
She thought that everyone was stealing her stuff, too. It's like, what are they going to steal? Your hanger? Why do they need your hanger? Why? Like, what?
They have my hanger.
They have hangers.
They make abortion with it.
They love the abortion so much. Robert, you know who I really like? That Paula Deen. She's such a good person. She's not afraid to say the truth.
Once in a while, my dad listens to the show. I really hope this is a week where he skips it.
Well, we're not saying
mom.
Well, I guess we are making fun of my grandmother, who he's not a big fan of.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
You should call in and share some of his stories. He's probably got way better ones.
It's a mother-in-law joke to him.
Like, if your grandma's that judgmental, how judgmental was she when her daughter came home and was like, hey, I'm marrying an Iranian guy. He's going to put his his feta cheese in my
his swarthy
in my pita wrap.
Oh, my grandmother is definitely not into the.
That's
my,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So have Papa Rabba call in and share some stories.
Yeah, but your father's
very
like
cathartic moment.
Your father's like barely Iranian though. Like he lived in Russia.
Barely.
I'm sure.
No, that's not true at all.
Didn't he live in Russia?
No, they met here
Brighton Beach.
When they both. When they both immigrated.
When you're an old grandma, there's no such thing as barely Iranian.
Oh.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny there. It's just, I don't think when Rob's mom came home and was like, hey, here's my boyfriend, I don't think she's like, oh, he's not really that Iranian. It's like, oh.
He will make you wear a burqa.
Yeah.
Do you know how old your parents were when they arrived to this country?
They were 24.
Both of them?
They're
20. Yeah. They're both like...
At
yeah.
the same age?
24, 25.
Were they both virgins when they got here?
I've never.
I am
call
still,
up! Come on, more reasons to call
I
up.
Am still virgin, Robert. You and your sister were born immaculately.
I was going to say they were ass babies. But
Mama Rava, I did not say that. Just want you to know, this is my voice. That was Sid. I would never say ass babies in relation to you.
I'm glad we got that out.
So people would take that as a compliment.
I never want to look any of your parents in the eye again.
I'm fine. I can look in the eye. Sid's the motherfucker that's saying ass babies.
You said it more than I did.
I feel like
now.
We're all
I'd be crying your horrible speech.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, motherfucker.
Fuck.
Goodbye to the people.
This is how I feel right now.
Goodbye to my family who will never talk to me.
Goodbye. Goodbye to everybody.
To the people who hated on me.
I feel like there could be a nice remix of this with like breakdowns and stuff.
Pretty infectious.
Put it up on the site. Work their magic.
Can we do a mashup of this and like Periphery? Do you think it would work? We'd have to get the isolated vocal track.
I don't know if you could get all of Periphery to sign on to this.
who wouldn't sign on to this? This is art.
Pretty much everybody in my band probably would not want to do a cover of this. I could probably
not a cover. You take his vocals.
Yeah, and just like superimpose them on Spencer's vocals.
Like, is this a mashup now?
Yeah, a mashup. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There would be no additional work, just some cutting and pasting.
Man, I don't know if we have anything that's slow. This is slow.
I see what you're saying. Now, when I feel you,
it's like, ow, I don't know. Call Mudhoney, they'll do it. This I don't know why
it's happening to me, but it's like Michael Jackson meets Aladdin.
Super Nintendo said that Robert's grandmother used to like Nikolai Volkov till he started tagging with the Iron Sheik. Very similar to your family situation.
Yeah.
It was a tough time for that woman.
Always so random that my two ethnicities were a tag team. And also just a tag team of the two countries that America hates.
Yeah. Which is what you are.
What way was your mom like Nikolai Volkov?
My mom was in no ways like Nikolai Volkov because, first of all, she was a woman. He was a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference. He wasn't actually Russian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a Yugoslavian, which, I mean, it's all the same.
Did they not, like, run a background check on him?
Well, he didn't.
Something?
It was a character.
Yeah.
He didn't speak Russian, though.
No one still thinks it's real.
So real.
It's so real
you
for her,
damn it.
You
just K-Fed.
K-Fed?
K-Fed was already ruined.
Yeah.
K-Fabe
is what you meant.
K-Fed.
Did she give people the Russian sickle? The chat wants to know.
No, that's NWA references. We're in WWF. See, I never, like the Russians from NWA, I never watched NWA when I was that young, so I didn't even know Ivan Koloff or Nikita Koloff.
Yeah,
and Nikita Koloff is way cooler than Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah, and he was a face most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, he was a good wrestler, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Nikolai Volkov was horrible.
And he wasn't like
but
a fat,
he was a terrible
bastard.
Promo, though. Let me see if I could find his...
Nikita, or?
Just, okay, so... Noah and Jake, you guys never seen wrestling. So this Nikita Koloff is...
That's not true.
Well, you've never seen... You don't know who Nikita Koloff is, right?
No.
So just to explain it to you...
I just know Lefem Nikita.
Imagine a bald dude who lives in Atlanta, who spends his time in a gym doing steroids and like getting buff in the 80s, and then a wrestling promoter comes to him and is going to be like, you're going to be a Russian guy that people hate. So then, like, he just came on the screen and here, okay, I think
he
I found
came
it.
On screen.
No.
He's really just a white American white guy.
Yeah, he's a white guy trying to do. Then, like, he just. Oh, whoops!
What was that?
That's the. I forgot to pause the stream while I was in the chat. All right, we're good.
World Championship Russia, here we go. But let's bring in the Russians. Ivan and Nikita Kolov. It's part of the Great American Bash 86. Best of seven for the U.S. heavyweight title.
Magathia.
Yeah, and also for the world six-man tag team title with the
Magathia champion. Again. This come out him. And attack. He attacked Uncle Ivan with the belt. Sean Norris back. Oh, Magathia.
What's wrong with
this? Going to take wrestlers. You look at Nikita, Adin, Diva, Lee, Jeffrey, and Nikita, you as a champion.
Are they like in a children's classroom or something? Yeah. Why are there
no, they're in like a
USA?
Studio, and like there's kids in the crowd. Because there's like 50 people in the crowd. This is very ghetto 80s.
Nikita Kolov will be the U.S. champion. He will win the title and win Adin, Diva, Adri, Jatir. I will put you
yeah, that's
in
how he
the,
said it.
Yeah.
I will put you in the figure Jatiri. Lock, leg lock.
Yeah, Khoshet Yablochka.
Nikita wants to eat a Yablochka and put it in his mouth. And bite it, Adin, Diva, Tree. Yesterday, Nikita was in his house, and someone put a box in front of his door, and he kicked it all the way back to Soviet Russia, because inside was some metalers and some professorska.
Yeah, but speaking of wrestling, we should mention that Doink died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the original Doink.
I don't really know what to say about it, but
very sad. Jake, what are your thoughts on the original Doink dying?
Who's Doink?
Yeah. Oh, this guy.
Doink was a character in wrestling that was a clown that they debuted in.
Did you ever watch wrestling other than the one time we made you watch WrestleMania with us a few months ago?
You didn't make me. That was fun.
Okay, cool.
Not really. I think like back in the 80s, mm-hmm. My mom showed me wrestling like once or twice, and I thought it was really cool, but I couldn't keep up with it just because I didn't have the attention span.
Mm-hmm.
So
for wrestling?
Yeah.
Wow. Too fast-paced, man.
No, I just wanted to play Nintendo. That's all I care about. But no, I've never watched wrestling, but I mean, when we watched it the other day or other month or whenever it was.
Yeah.
That was fun.
March.
That was cool.
So you enjoyed WrestleMania?
Yeah. I can.
I like watching wrestling with Rob and Darren. Because they always have funny commentary. So
those Ring of Honor shows are great. We used to go.
Oh yeah.
Make fun of
the best.
That was fun, but I'm not gonna lie. Like I would always think like, all right, well, someone's gonna beat the shit out of us on the way out.
No, that's just a thing that. Okay, because Noah, there was like a period of 6 months I feel where Noah, you were just as into wrestling as we were.
Yeah.
You were like following it. We were watching it. And we went to shows, like local New York shows.
We also went to that ECW show, didn't we?
Oh, we went to Philly for that. Like
when they reopened ECW under the WWE.
Yeah, and Big Show like stampeded into the crowd. Yeah. Like, and we could have been in his path.
We moved seats, and like where we moved from, the Big Show was standing right there beating the shit out of Tommy Dreamer and like on people's heads.
Yeah.
Rob, who's your favorite wrestler? That's what I'm asking you in the chat.
The Big Show.
I don't think I care that much anymore, but
Kiwi?
Who?
Kiwi, whatever the
name is. No, Shawn Michaels was my favorite wrestler, like, growing up as a kid.
I think Rob looks at wrestling now more like an observer. In other words, like, you're less of a fan. I'm more like you follow the backstage stuff.
Yeah, that sounds so nerdy, but... Yeah. I try to watch it as a fan, but I'm more
it's
like...
It's bad. That's not
a fan of something shitty.
Yeah, it's not... It could... I don't know. It was way better before. I'm a hipster wrestling fan. I guess that's the best.
Which
best
season?
Way to summarize it.
It's a legitimate reason.
ECW from 96 to when it shut down, and then WWE from 97 to 2001.
What's TNA?
Never was good.
I'm not quite sure what TNA is.
It's just like the secondary promotion, like
aren't the Dudley Boys or whatever on?
Yeah,
they're not the Dudley Boys anymore.
Well, yeah, whatever. But it's fine. It's just people who need work.
Oh, yeah. So it's like all the has.
It's the rehash and has-beens. Yeah.
Yeah, or like people that WWE wouldn't want, like people with smaller. So they have good matches.
Is Ric Flair on TNA yet?
He was for a while, but now he's back.
So you can like regain your career and go back to WWE.
Yeah. But like now, no, I still have like I guess CM Punk is my favorite wrestler now. But whatever. How did we get on this? Oh, we were talking about Philly, going to Philly. That was did we ever talk about that on the show? Because I feel like that was like
that was a crazy experience.
Yeah, it was me, Noah, Darren, and Alan, the long lost Alan from early livecast episode. And we took a bus.
A Fung Wah bus.
Was it really?
Fung Wah, by the way, no longer
out of business.
An offer.
Yeah, wasn't it Greyhound? I don't think that was a Fung
Wah. No, I think it was a Greyhound. It was like something in
Portland.
It was
definitely
a Greyhound.
We picked it up from Chinatown.
No.
It was definitely an Asian person. She assumes it's a Fung Wah, whatever.
Yeah.
The stupid
Fung Wah R train.
Yeah, it was like the cheapest.
Fung Wah R train, yeah.
Okay, and then.
To Port Authority.
So the thing is, the bus is back. It was like either at 11 or 2 in the morning. We're like the bus is back to New York from Philly. So then we took a cab from the bus station to the ECW arena. So we get in the cab and we're like, the corner of Swanson and Rittner. And they're like, that's an intersection? Already a bad sign.
Yeah.
When the cabbie is like, are you sure you want to go there?
Yeah.
And like, the old cliche, the other side of the tracks, we literally crossed
train tracks
to get to the ECW arena.
It was
real
like,
bad name.
And
it was basically a warehouse with no lights around it.
There was no cement on the floor.
It was just sand on the floor.
No, just doing System of a Down lyrics. Go on.
There was just nothing there.
Yeah.
Were there wrestlers there?
Well, when we got inside, it was like, oh, yeah, here we are, the ECW arena.
Otherwise, it was Philly.
Yeah,
I mean, what were you?
Touché.
Yeah.
Did you not see the intro to Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
That was West Philadelphia.
And this
I'll
is
have you know.
Born and raised.
I think this is in West Philadelphia.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a fun show.
Except trying to get back home, that was not.
Yes, fun. Getting back home was not fun because I feel like we just missed
the
bus.
Yeah.
But also, there were enough people to fill up another bus. But then everyone just dispersed because they thought they had until 2 in the morning. And then they got another bus to come, but there was no one there. So then they were like, all right, 2 in the morning then is the next. So we were just hanging out in Philly for 3 hours. And we went to a
pizza, or
a CVS to get some snacks. And then there was a bum who like was asking us for change.
Was it Tommy Dreamer?
It was not Tommy Dreamer. He was like, hey, he asked Darren for spare change. Got any spare change? And then Darren was like, no, sorry. And then the guy grabbed him, and he's like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I don't remember
good
that
old
at all.
Yeah, you were at the bus stop. You were still at the terminal.
You left Noah by herself?
She didn't want to leave. She was safe there. It was well lit.
I was there with... Did Alan
or leave? Alan, yeah.
I think
Alan,
I was there
yeah.
with Alan.
Yeah, bus terminals are notoriously safe locations.
No, there was...
For women.
Do you remember we were on the line, and that guy was like, him and his girlfriend were fighting... And he was like threatening to stab someone.
Yeah.
I've blacked that trip out, actually.
Yeah, I forgot a lot of that.
But the show itself was hilarious because it was like all ECW original guys facing WWE guys that had gotten relegated to ECW.
Yeah.
And the crowd hated it. And Paul Heyman came out like six matches into the show or something to basically tell the audience, listen, I have to put on a shitty show. It's like step one to doing a good show. I got to do what Vince McMahon says, so just bear with me. That was his fucking promo.
Wow.
Like, he cut a promo that was like, I have to do this. I have to do this. Bear with me. It's going to get better. And they're like, this show sucks. This show sucks, while he was in the ring.
Yeah, I remember.
Shit show.
I do remember leaving though, and people are like, I've seen better shows here for like $5.
Yeah.
From like the TNA show here last week was better.
That was just asked, if I could do a Paul Heyman impression. Not really. I could get it in the ballpark, but
yeah,
I'd have to work on it. It's not going to be good if I do it.
Not as good as Nikita Koloff.
I can do Brock
Lesnar.
That's about all I can say.
Can you do a Joey Styles?
Oh, my God!
There you go.
I can't really talk like him.
Who would want to?
I apologize to the listener whose ears just blew out by Darren.
Only one listener?
The person...
Shlomo's other ear. We apologize to Shlomo for blowing out his other ear.
No, he'll never be able to listen to the show. We'll need a closed caption version.
At any time, there's only one person listening, probably. Nobody listens in groups.
How do you know that? Some people have called in groups.
It's true.
You're right. I'm sorry.
First of all, I have a hearing impaired in one ear. Oh,
thank you, Shlomo.
In case you didn't know in the audience.
Our number is 646-929-1357. Shlomo, are you there?
Of course.
Nikita Koloff, if you are there, call into the Metal Injection Live Cast.
He sounds like a tired Triumph the Angry, the Insult Comic Dog. Like if he's on Ambien.
United States is good for me to poop on.
The United States title is good for me to poop on.
I should have gone with that. Now, he would love the United States title.
Is Magnum T.A. still alive?
No.
Okay. What did he die from?
I don't know.
Is Eddie Guerrero still alive?
No. He is not.
He's not?
No. He died like a few years ago.
Dead?
She's alive.
Magnum T.A. is alive. You're insane.
No.
He's dead to Rob.
He's dead to me, yeah.
He had some kind of neck injury that he was...
I messed it up, yeah.
He's alive, though. He's all fucked up physically.
The original Ron Swanson with that mustache. Just cut the hair short and that's Ron Swanson.
It's true. Yeah.
All-American, both all-American men.
You're thinking of American Males?
No.
Or the Rougeau brothers?
Neither. What are the Rougeau brothers?
Oh, no, they're all-American boys. I'm sorry.
What?
Boy.
That was their intro theme. You don't remember?
No.
We'll have to play it at the end of the show.
That's a great song.
Dear.
Okay. How about this 6-year-old girl that was on America's Got Talent?
Every week my mom says, hey, do you watch America's Got Talent? And I tell her no, but then the next week she asks me again. She's so desperate to have someone to talk about it with.
Well, tell her to call the show.
Either that or she just did. Oh, God.
Mama Sita. Mama Sita. Mama Sita.
She's like, but your Howard Stern is on there. I'm like, yeah, I haven't.
Your Howard Stern.
It's like, I haven't given a shit about Howard Stern in like 10 years.
You don't listen to your Howard Stern?
She's like, but Piers Morgan was on it.
What?
What the fuck do I care?
And if there's anything Sid loves, it's Piers
Morgan. Oh. I do agree with his take on gun violence, but otherwise.
I don't know. Heidi Klum is on the show. Why is she a judge of anything?
She used to fuck Seal, so she knows talent.
She's getting her Seal tattoo removed.
She has a Seal tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. She's going to have...
Like, of a Seal or the word Seal?
I don't know.
She's gonna. Her skin's going to be all fucked up like his now. Yeah. She's having it.
Except probably just over her twat.
Oh.
Instead of on her face like her ex-husband.
You saying he sealed her twat?
Possible.
Zing.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What is your name, young lady?
Ellen.
And you, sir, what is your name?
An adorable young 6-year-old and her older brother.
And how old are you?
6.
You're 6, and how old are you?
9.
Brother and sister?
69. Yeah.
Like the Partridge Family. I love that show. You ever hear of that show?
No.
All right.
I like that the little girl laughed, even though she has no idea what the fuck the Partridge Family is.
No, I didn't hear of the Partridge Family either.
All right, guys, here we go. Your minds are about to be blown.
No, because I know what's coming.
I mistimed symbols.
What? Here's what I'm going to get. They have someone in the crowd doing what, and they have the mic.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Maybe that's part of the backing track. That's not the end.
This girl rules.
Yeah. I like that they package the whole vignette. She's this like sweet little girl with like cute little music in the background.
Trash it.
Now she's like this demon child.
Oh, no. I busted too.
Well, listen.
Two people busted.
I like that Howie Mandel's like, why'd you stop? Howard Stern, why'd you press that?
He doesn't want her voice to get
to that.
I don't want her to hurt her voice.
Well, you buzzing, bro.
He's so thoughtful.
Yeah. That sucked, though. Like, it's only a novelty because she's a little kid.
She'll outgrow that shitty music by the time she's in high school. Don't worry.
Why do I suck?
Because they're amazing.
Because I'm saying the truth.
The band is called Merp.
Terrible.
They're going to sell millions of records. They're going to go on tour with Periphery.
Mm.
Oh. It's going to be intense.
Un, deux, trois!
What was that? Un, deux, trois? What are they, French? This is the same fucking song.
They might be French-Canadian.
This is horrible.
Well, the drummer.
America's Got Talent. Not French Canada's Got Talent. Get the fuck out. Also, isn't Howie Mandel Canadian? What the fuck is he doing? Judge and Heidi Klum? None of these people are American.
Oh, this is
America's Got Talent for Americans.
Very Fox News of you, Sid.
Bullshit.
What is this?
This is the French national anthem. Rob, get with the program.
Yeah, Rob, everybody knows that.
Hey, Rob, you're in America. You don't have to know other national anthem.
Welcome, everyone, to America's Got Talent. This is a long version.
I've never heard the French national anthem, I guess, because they never win any Olympic gold.
Oh!
Figure skating, maybe. Skiing? Luge?
Luge.
Not showering?
Everyone, welcome to America's Got Talent.
Eating baguettes, they win the gold in that. Fucking their cousins.
Body
no,
odor.
Only silver. America still gets the gold in that one.
It's like turned into the Bill O'Reilly show now. We're just dissing France.
That's right. Take that.
Fuck it. Do it live.
Shitty metal bands for six-year-olds.
What?
Calling you out, Rob. I don't know.
You know, you're just being nice. Come on. You know it's terrible.
Yeah. I think it's cute.
You would never listen to that, though. Like, if you didn't know it was a six-year-old.
If that was playing during
the
show.
I listened to the entire clip, and I didn't turn away.
Hold on. What if you didn't see that was on America's Got Talent? You didn't see it was a six-year-old girl. I just played you that track on Thrash or Trash It.
I'd be like, she sounds cute.
No,
you wouldn't.
I would probably trash it, but it's something more like visual because it's a cute little girl.
I don't care. It's like, we should not encourage her to make shitty music just because she's cute.
We like music that's visual.
We should encourage her to continue being creative, though.
Well, the best thing you could say about music is that it looks good. That's not a good sign.
And when you think a six-year-old looks good, then that's something.
Well, I didn't say that.
You're not saying sexually.
I saw her eyes.
Wow, really? I missed that.
She said it with her eyes.
Damn it, Sid.
She's a lesbian pedophile.
No, what if she was a Chinese young girl? Would you still like it?
What if it was a fun watch, God damn it?
I don't think I would watch it.
And welcome, everyone, to Feng Hua Bus Got Tarrant.
Oh no!
And I'm the racist.
On the way to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
No, this is what you. No, you told me this sketch before. This video.
Joe is getting shut down. Joe is shut down. Shut down.
Sorry, rear wheel broke off again. Time to cancel Tarrant show.
Wait, what broke off?
The Feng Hua buses used to break.
The rear
wheel.
And the drivers were not like licensed.
I took a Feng Hua bus one time in my life, and I swear I think I cheated death on this bus. It was so wobbly, and like it was doing like 95 the whole way down.
We took the Feng Hua bus to Maryland from
I was about to say, we took it to Maryland Death Fest. Going there, it wasn't a big deal. Getting back, fight for our life. First of all, the pickup point was a random hill.
It was literally a hill.
You meet us by the hill.
Off the highway with like a McDonald's, like
near the
500 feet away. Like that's all that was there. And you're like, am I in the right spot?
How did you know where to go?
It was on like the ticket that you buy.
Go to a hill over here.
No, they give you longitude and latitude, and you have to try to find it.
Bring out lots of money.
So then we got there in time for our scheduled bus. The bus shows up 95% packed, and this wasn't the final destination of the bus. There was like another pickup point, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, so then it couldn't take like nearly anybody. Like there was like already 10, 15 people there. It could only fit like 3 people. So then we had to wait for the next bus, which was 3 hours later.
Oh. In the
scorching
sun.
We didn't have really good luck with buses, it seems.
Mm-mm.
Buses suck in general.
Yeah.
But then in those 3 hours, we were basically the only ones left, I feel, because there was probably like 6 of us. All 6 of us couldn't fit. So I think we just waited. And then like another 20 or 30 people showed up in those 3 hours. And then I remember when the next bus came, it was a run. Like, as soon as the bus came, it was running.
Yeah, people just ran.
To get to the bus to
run
make sure.
Run to the hill.
And it was unreal. Like, it was fully packed bus.
And I think it was it started raining on the way home, and we were driving on the highway, and, like, the driver was, like, driving in the service lane.
Jesus.
Ugh.
That's terrible.
Were there people with bags of fish on the bus?
No, that wasn't about that.
But it smelled like it.
Oh.
Rob.
What?
I don't know, like saying your name. Why are you so defensive?
Super Nintendo Charmer says, the only good part of that for Rob was that they were next to a McDonald's.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will say yes, because, only
food.
Because...
Bathroom?
Yes,
Wi-Fi.
Food.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
This was pre-smartphones, right before smartphones, so it was nice. Not food, though. I don't really eat at McDonald's.
I haven't eaten McDonald's since the third grade.
What?
French fries, maybe, but, like, the hamburgers?
Impressive. Chicken breakfast burrito?
Mm-mm.
Chicken fajita?
The chicken select.
I don't trust anything in there.
Mm.
You know what it was? It was that that time when someone found a deep-fried chicken's head in the chicken nuggets. Remember that?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been so many cases of that.
At least it was a chicken's head and not like...
Yeah.
A
blade.
I just never wanted to find that.
Well, when I was a kid, my friend's my best friend's girlfriend worked at... We must have been like 14.
You were a kid? Oh.
And she used to sneak us free food. Like, we would go, she'd come in and buy a cheeseburger, and I'll load up your tray with 8 things, you know.
Oh.
So we would do that. But then one day we were hanging out, smoking weed somewhere, and she told us a story about they were roaches everywhere in the fucking McDonald's, a roach in the milkshake machine. And, like, everything you could think of that would be nasty about a restaurant, she was telling us that shit.
Well, I used to go to the McDonald's on King's Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember how filthy that place was.
Still there.
Yep.
The Carvel on King's Highway, no longer there. Very sad.
No.
Aww.
But it's a Turkish restaurant.
Yeah,
that's
which
really
is quite
good.
Yeah, my parents like that place.
Mm-hmm. There's Carvels everywhere. So
do you still go to that Taco Bell KFC?
Oh, King's Highway.
Oh, read the Yelp comments for that.
Oh, dear God.
Funniest fucking so thing.
Just go into a little detail about the disgustingness. Let's do that after we have a caller. Hold on.
No.
Let's take a caller.
And then while you find the LP.
Yeah, 251. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Derek from Alabama.
Oh,
yep.
Derek from Alabama?
I was commenting on City. Kid band.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't like the band either?
Of course not. It's terrible.
No, as far as 6-year-old metal bands are.
Stockwell
way.
She's not more like a grunge band to me, not like a heavy metal band.
There's no grunge bands anymore. That's not a thing.
Maybe she wants to bring it back.
No.
He shouldn't say this.
Okay, so on a scale of 10, what would you give that band?
Negative 10.
Wow. You have to pick
to
a number.
It's
got to be a positive integer.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Goodbye to the color that said one just now.
Okay,
so the Taco Bell KFC on King's Highway?
Yeah. So this place is disgusting.
Oh, God,
I feel like everyone has a story where they saw a mouse or like...
Roaches.
Yeah.
Definitely roaches.
But there will be like... All right, you know how you go to a fast food joint.
With that said, I've spent hours there.
Yeah.
There may be stains or stuff. There's like always a pile of food on the floor.
Yeah, there's like... Yeah. Or like wrapping, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Taco Bell
wrapping. God forbid you look behind the fucking counter and see what's going on back there. Awful. Anyway.
Okay. Should I just go to the 1-star reviews, right?
Yeah, just find.
Are there any others?
They're very.
There's
funny.
There's one that this is barely 3 stars for me. But hold on. Okay. There's one about the worst service. Seriously, this is the worst service I've ever received at a Taco Bell ever. First of all, the appearance of the establishment is terrible. There are not enough capital letters and exclamation points in the words to properly convey this point. The outside needed a good sweeping or at least a pickup of the mounds of garbage I had to kick aside and hurdle over just to open the door. The windows are dirty and greasy looking. The inside of the store was the same deal. Garbage everywhere, on the floor, on the tables, on the counters.
That's because it's run by, like, Cunningham students.
It's run by 15-year-olds, yeah.
Yeah.
It made my skin crawl just to be here. Whatever, we'll just go eat and go, and I told myself. When I'm doing some serious fiending for a five-layer vegetarian style burrito, I'll be damned if I'll let some unsanitary conditions and dilapidation stop my prowess. This guy's
what?
Got
prowess.
Yes.
What does prowess have to do with anything?
We ordered our
clearly
food.
Works at the fucking Taco Bell.
We ordered our food at 9 p.m. 2 5-layer burritos with no meat, 1 7-layer burrito, and there were two people at the food bar.
This guy wrote a fucking novel.
It is a novel. Working on the previous order, I timed it 14 minutes to make one of those $5 boxes with three tacos or whatever
it is. Take a tube and squeeze it into a tortilla. Yeah.
They continuously leave the counter with food wide out in the open, which scares me quite a bit.
With flies.
They finally got to our food and continuously left the counter 6 times. What for? I have no idea. Taking a look around, I saw two employees sitting in chairs with their head on the food counter, sleeping on the other food bar. Ugh. By the time we got our food, it was cold, the cheese was unmelted, and the burrito was abnormally small and improperly wrapped, with half the content spilling out.
By the time they got their food, it was cold and the cheese was unmelted. I'm thinking that the food, regardless of time, would have been cold. That's the only state it was
in. Oh, and they obviously put meat in the burritos, and they gave them attitude. And it took 24 minutes to get their order. Let's see.
I feel like if the second you click to write a Yelp review for a Taco Bell, it should be a pop-up that says, "Hey, stupid, it's a fucking Taco Bell."
Oh,
this is not why Yelp exists.
This one isn't text speak. This is hard to...
Oh, boy.
The staff was rude, and then busy. What is...
Oh, wait, you busy. Mean like... What's text
oh,
speak?
Oh, rude, busy. You're right. They just write in... The
like,
staff
like
was rude.
Instead of E, they do
yeah. Busy instead of busy. With flirting with the previous customer, and she looked weird and pissed. We ordered our food, and where we sat, the table wasn't clean. There was a fly. Yuck! We felt we should have eaten in our cars.
Yeah.
And
get out of there as soon as possible.
He goes, and then a mosquito, N-D-E-N, a mosquito, came flitting.
This review is written by one of the cockroaches.
They flying over my food, so I couldn't finish it. Here,
oh.
Right? Horrible experience. That is felt fully. By the way, about the food, the rice was not cooked at all. This is by far the most disgusting experience in KFC.
I made up a fake menu pages profile to write about Indian restaurant. And I wanted to have credibility, so I made an Indian name, Mandeep Dixit, MD.
Why did you need to make a fake one? Why
just because I feel like people will take it more seriously. Like when I look at the Yelp and I go to an Indian restaurant, if the white people liked it, I scroll right
but
down.
But if I see an Indian name for an Indian restaurant, I assume it's one of the employees writing something falsely complimentary.
Well, I guess. But I mean, wouldn't they be smart enough to make it a non-Indian person?
I guess. It's just like spy versus spy here.
Yeah, it's counterintelligence. No, I go right to what the Indian people are saying.
Uh-huh.
So I figured that would get my word out better.
But then what if all the Indian people are also fake white people like you?
Maybe. Well, most people don't think that deeply about it.
One review says, nasty, dirty place.
That's it.
Couldn't agree more with that fucking
short
joint.
And sweet.
And they always get something fucking wrong. Always.
Because they don't give a shit.
I know, but like I'm telling you, like some places, like no one gives a shit. You go to McDonald's or whatever. I'm telling you, 90% of the time, it's completely wrong. It's not even like, oh, they got one small thing wrong. It's like they fucking put tacos in when I got KFC. Like they just put the wrong person's fucking.
They're like,
food
no, no,
in.
No. I think you prefer a taco. You had some of this chicken. It's disgusting. Trust me.
Yeah, I've seen rats in the fucking chicken. Be.
Last time I dined in that place, I heard a plop on the table next to mine as I was eating, and I looked over, and it was a dead water bug that fell from the ceiling. Table right next to mine.
Ew.
Almost like 2 feet away from my Mexican pizza.
So nasty.
And that was the same time when I got in there, I was waiting online, and some employee came in from outside, like, to start her shift, and she went to open the door to go to the back, and she pulled her hand back the second she touched the doorknob and went, ew! She, like, looked at her hand, ew, what is this? And then went in.
Ew!
A good sign. A good sign.
I always do that when I go to a bathroom in a public place. I'm, like, with my fucking elbows opening the door.
I try to use my feet to open the door.
Or I open the door with my hand, I immediately go to the sink, wash, and then take a shit so I don't wipe my ass with the doorknob.
Yeah.
And then wash again. I don't even think that's particularly, like, OCD. Like,
no,
it's
not
so
horrible.
Disgusting.
I don't understand why they have knobs on like, the exit to a bathroom. It should
right.
be like a swinging door.
Always a swinging door.
Yep.
You should never have to touch anything.
Yeah.
Mexican pizza was not my nickname in high school, by the way. So that's a good one.
No, I want a Mexican pizza.
That's the thing. Like, Taco Bell, they don't make Mexican food. They make these weird creations using Mexican ingredients.
Right. They take the same approach as Pizza Hut does to Italian food.
Yeah.
It's like Americanizing it.
And it's so good. They're such good things.
Jake, someone in the chat asks what the worst bathroom you've ever been in. I don't know why specifically you.
I feel like we've
you.
Discussed that before, haven't we?
Yeah, we've already discussed this. Let's move on.
He just wants to forget.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
It was gross.
What's your worst dining experience? Maybe we could do that instead.
Oh, God, I can't even remember.
Since I assume you have not been to the Taco Bell on Kings Highway.
It was probably something like that, like at a rest stop or something in the middle of nowhere. Just everything falling apart, everything gross, bugs and shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually had a real bad experience at an Indian restaurant that was full of white people. It was like an Upper West Side or something.
Okay.
And it was just themed, like, it was more to attract white people. So the food was just fucking disgusting. Like, it was bland, and it was like, I don't know, I can't. It was no roaches in it or anything.
What was the review like, Darren?
The review? It was all, we didn't actually check reviews. We happened to be in that area.
Oh, but you didn't write one?
Oh, no, I didn't review that. That was before I created Mandeep Dixit, MD.
Oh, he's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about.
My girlfriend started writing doctor and MD on her filling out forms and stuff. I think that's the funniest thing ever. It's just to get mail.
Why not?
As a doctor.
That'd be good. And then you get mail for medical supplies. Like, how did I get on this list even?
Yeah, she has a real Indian name, so it's like, you know, it sounds plausible.
She got a package from Victory Records. Random shit
kicked
happening.
It down the hall. This is from the package that Victory sent me. Goodbye to the package that tried to blow up me.
Good stuff.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me.
Goodbye to everyone who called me a packy.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to the Utz potato chip lady. Goodbye to the dirty people work at KFC.
Good stuff. Let's wrap it up with a little Lemmy talk.
Oh, what happened?
Lemmy's on the verge of dying.
Don't
him
say
and
that.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Which will make you sadder, Rob?
Tough. Tough. Lemmy is immortal, though, as a character. Oh, but Nelson Mandela, so much for human rights. So much for human rights. But
oh, Lemmy's done a lot for human rights.
What has he done?
He collected up all the Nazi memorabilia and put it in one place so no one else could see
else
it.
Could have it.
True. He took it away from the Aryan nation.
He made strides in people with Cocoa Puffs on their face getting acceptance in mainstream society.
Oh. Collecting all the cancer in one spot.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think if you poke one of them Hershey syrup on
if you ever want an egg cream, just come on over. I just tipped my head 45 degrees to the side. Right, you've got an instant egg cream.
You two are terrible. You two are terrible.
Listen, he's lived a full life.
Whoever did
he's
the,
ready to go.
Whoever did the cooking with Phil Anselmo video needs to do making desserts with Lenny and his Cocoa Puffs. A sequel.
The Rice of Spades. That's what it'll be.
Just squeeze it out.
Are you okay, Rob?
I'm offended.
Busy.
Offended. Don't bake it at 450. It'll burn right through your oven. Overkill. Overkill.
No, so all right, he's dying.
He's on his way out, but then
how do we know he's dying?
Well, no, he's not.
Well,
he's not dying, but
I mean, he's been sick and ill and very unhealthy.
Yeah. He has a defibrillator installed now in his body.
How do we know that hasn't been the case for a long time?
No, he just got it
installed.
He looks
like shit. He's always looked like
shit. Yeah, and he's had to cancel a bunch of dates because he had hematoma.
Mm-hmm. 90
That was
seconds.
The opening act.
Yeah.
Thank you, hematoma. Thank you for the great audience. And now, hematoma, everybody. But then they released a press release. We're happy to announce that despite rumors to the contrary, Lemmy is alive, breathing, talking, fucking, drinking, eating, reading, and will be back playing shows shortly.
Is he really fucking anybody?
I mean, can he really be fucking people with a defibrillator?
I like that they put in that he's reading, because everybody is very concerned.
And then, like, an hour later, they canceled another show. Seriously.
Because he read that press release. He's like, no, brother.
Yeah. Let me claim to you the...
Rob, did the press release start with Heavy Metalers Motorhead?
Heavy Metalers Motorhead.
I assure you I'm still reading. I just read Mein Kampf last week.
Original printing.
Oh. Got the original written by Hitler in the bunker, in the jail cell.
That we got his wart. That's just all like, you know,
information.
Jew hatred piled up in one.
Oh, no, he doesn't hate the Jews.
Come on, how do you know that? He's got a whole fucking wall full of Nazi crap.
He just likes war memorabilia.
Oh, for fuck's sake! How come it's all that war on one side of it?
American memorabilia. You're right.
It doesn't have any War of 1812 shit or anything.
Allied memorabilia looks like shit.
Yeah.
Gaudy Nazi shit.
Yeah. It's not shiny and silver. All right, we're nearing the conclusion. I want to thank Lemmy for being a great sport.
How do we know? He hasn't heard this.
I've got a few lampshades taken from Auschwitz. They're very decorative. I don't hate Jews. Here's my pizza oven. It's from Auschwitz.
His guitar pick is made out of gold teeth melted down.
I will say his pizza is better than Pizza Hut, though. Made in the Jew oven. Made with the Jew ashes.
It's the Jew ashes that really...
Yeah.
They emphasize the taste.
The secret.
I feel dirty just saying that. All right, let's get out of here.
I went to Taco Bell, that one on Kings Highway, and I found Lemmy's wart in my taco. I should write a Yelp review. I found Lemmy flakes.
That was a tomato.
Lemmy cancer flakes in the taco, in my Mexi melt.
Oh, did anyone ever get a Mexi melt?
I don't know because I never ate one because I saw the Lemmy cancer flakes in it.
That was just cinnamon.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
All American boys.
Oh.